You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get to football today. A little music and then back to business. What do you got, David?
I want to go through some best bets that I have for this weekend. Some college, and then I have a couple pros that I want to talk about towards the end of this.
All right, there better be one of these on your college list. We got one we did on Cash the Ticket that both Cookies and I agree on, but he was too chicken bleep to actually play it.
Okay, well, we'll see if it is on my list. Let's start here. Clemson, 10-point favorite going to Pittsburgh. I love plus 10 here for Pitt, and here's why.
Oh, no.
Sure, the Panthers' ACC hopes are done, but I still expect him to be inspired to recover this week. And who has Clemson really beaten?
All right, here's your
problem. This is the best team they're facing.
Your problem is this. They already bounced back off the loss to Louisville. They were dominant against VTech. The only way VTech scored was a blocked field goal. Second of all, Pitt the last 2 weeks, the game they played at SMU was 50-24. It wasn't that close. And then you come home and lose to the nerds from Virginia. Pitt has been a fraud all year. They're a fraud now. I no way. It's Clemson or piss. You're insane. I'll bet you want to bet lunch?
Sure I do. I think Pitt's going to have this one.
You look good, baby. All right, I'm in.
Am I crazy, Rico? You think I'm crazy?
Yeah, I think Pitt's kind of broken. Pitt is – they're fraudulent. I thought maybe, but Clemson's not that great. Don't get me wrong. Because when your best win is still a loss, it means you don't have a great team, you don't have a great schedule, you haven't played a great season. But, yes, their best game that they've won was actually losing to Georgia at the beginning of the year.
All right, let's go to another one here. Let's go to the Big Ten. You're probably going to say I'm crazy here.
They beat NC State, and as we know, NC State was going to go far.
I don't want to talk about NC State, okay? I don't want to talk about them. They're dead to me.
So is their quarterback.
Correct.
Grayson McCall had to retire. The hit was so bad. It was terrible.
That's bad. Oregon, 14.5-point favorite at Wisconsin. I am going plus 14.5 here, Wisconsin.
Would never touch this in real life, but if you forced me, I'll always take the team that didn't have to travel, that sits at home. You give me two touchdowns.
Exactly.
And Oregon doesn't like to rub it in unless it's against Michigan, which was just a very weird moment.
Exactly.
Rico?
Yeah, the 14.
You're a big Phil Longo guy. Come on.
David, 12.5, I would say, go ahead and take Oregon. But Oregon gets around 14-point lead, and they're going to make you sweat for the rest of the game, or whether they will kick a field goal or not. I'm like Mike, I would pass, but I would probably just take Wisconsin. The jump around, night game, Wisconsin.
Come on, get to the game I want.
Did I hit it yet, Mike? No, I didn't hit it yet? Okay.
No.
All right, here, you're going to say I'm crazy again because I'm – shut up, Rico.
What happened?
Nope.
I don't know. What happened?
Nope. Ohio State is a 31-point favorite at Northwestern. Man, I know everyone on here is going to say I'm crazy, but I'm going plus 31 with Northwestern.
He's not wrong.
I know how bad Northwestern is.
Look ahead,
but the Buckeyes don't. Thank you. That's what it is. Their offense has already struggled, and they're looking ahead to Indiana.
They will do nothing. They will just go out. They'll win 28-0, and you're golden.
No. They're going to want to pad the stats of
all. Do you want lunch?
Yes.
We got to bet with David. We got to bet with you. Now I got to loop Kenny into something.
I'm
going to be like a catering service next week.
They got at least five positional players who they all want to get touchdowns. Right there, there's 35 points. How many points do you think Northwestern is going to score?
Seven.
Let me help you. Nothing.
So, therefore,
they will cover this thing. It doesn't matter. They're going to power it down.
You want to give me Northwestern team total over 6.5?
No. We already got the 32.5.
Oh, you just said they're going to get shut out. We can get 6.5 here.
We'll talk. So, which bet do you want?
I want them both.
Oh, no.
Multiple lunches.
I'll take
the 31, sure. It's just a pure look-ahead spot. They'll be bored.
All right, let's see if this is the one. Probably not the one, but I need Kenny's help with this one because it's about his Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia Bulldogs at home, 8.5. I'm seeing 10 some other places. It's moved.
We taped the pod this morning. It was 10.5.
Yeah, so it's moved all over the place. So you might want to decide what you want to do quickly out there, people. But Georgia, favorite here, Tennessee. I'm leaning that this is my lock here of Georgia. But how confident, Kenny, are you? I don't care if Nico plays or not. I'm locking in Georgia.
Oh, Kenny's scared of his own shadow.
Well, Mike, if I can do the emotional hedge, that means if Georgia wins, I get Georgia wins, obviously, if they win big. But if they don't and they don't cover the 10.
You get the lunch.
I get the lunch. So if you want to loop me in on that count me in.
No, because I want Georgia.
Catering service. No. I'm saying you can have Georgia. I'll take the points. And if I'm wrong, I get lunch.
All right. Reality, what I said to people on the podcast is this. This is what I would consider a live betting game. If you miss the best numbers of 8.5 and 7.5, watch it live. Maybe you could snipe a better number. I wouldn't take the 10.5 in real life. But to buy one of my buddies lunch, I'm fine with it. It's not like we're keeping a record. So I got lunch with you. I got lunch with you. I got lunch with you. Now I got to bet the cleaning lady. What does she want to play? Let's go.
So,
yeah. Wait for her to come in here and just hit me with a garbage can while I'm doing a live read. Go ahead.
I have a couple NFL, but I did not.
Wait.
Clearly didn't hit your college. What's your college?
I need everyone's opinion on this game.
I was going to say you didn't do LSU Florida.
Did not.
Florida.
That's a good one.
Hold on. Even better. 9-0. 31-year-olds with three kids and a mortgage.
BYU.
BYU, only a 2.5-point favorite to 3-6 Kansas.
At home.
Now, what kind of magic underpants spread is that?
I don't know, man.
Kansas, we got to do it. You got to do it.
Do you?
Lunch?
They got kids, man.
Lunch?
They got kids. They got to go out there and win. I don't care enough about BYU.
Now they're going to soak it up, man.
Oh, boy.
No, they haven't. They have kids.
So let me move
they
over.
They took the mission trip.
Let me move over to the two games I have in the NFL. I'm going with both dogs in these games. First, let's start with tonight's game. I am going +3.5 Commanders at the Eagles. Here's why. The Eagles are 5-4 against the spread this year. Washington, 7-2-1. They've just dominated here. So I'm going Washington Commanders at +3.5. And then on Sunday, I know this is tough. This is probably too close to my heart. But +3, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Love.
Because the Ravens are 1-3 against the spread in the division so far this year. And they've played the Browns and the Bengals, the two worst teams in the division. And the Steelers are 3-0 against the spread as underdogs this year.
Listen, when you're talking about the Steelers this week, it's a lot like when Rico went on tour with his cousin Benito with MC Hammer. Triple D's everywhere. Desperate divisional dogs. It's just and it's Tomlin at home as a dog. Against a Ravens team with the single worst pass defense in the league, you're getting 3.5. Division rivals. You got to take the Steelers.
And I didn't want to say this, but I'll go ahead and say this. Lamar Jackson has not beaten the Steelers since his rookie season.
Until Sunday.
Sure. Okay.
But is it by more than 3.5?
Yes. There it is.
Yes, it will.
It won't be.
Let me introduce you to King Henry.
How was touring with Hammer?
It's fascinating. And the Eagles, yeah. I think this is going to be the game where they're going to knock the Commanders down a peg, and they're going to separate in that division and show this is our division to win. We're in competition with the Detroit Lions trying to get that number one seed.
Hate rivalry games on a short turn. Not right. Division rival games on a third, you know, short turnaround. That NFL's got to do a better
That's
job.
That's your man. Fault, Rico. TV deal.
No, I'm not blaming him. No, he only takes blame for college.
NFL's been doing this for the longest.
Amazon gives nothing, and they finally get one, and they say, no, you're not taking it.
Hey, yes or no on FanDuel, minus 110 both ways. Is Al Michaels awake for this game? Or is Yeah, he defines it. Or is this NFL Network tonight?
This is Amazon, yes.
Oh, so it's back to the prime.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is the Saggy Ball special to
him. Oh, he'll be over. I mean, because it'll be a good game, so I'm assuming he'll be into this game.
He hates it. Al Michaels hates everything. He hates things more than I do. Al Michaels is like, why, Al, why are you here? You already have everybody else's money. Like, dude, Al's got no excuse.
Al didn't want to be left out. That's all it is. Football's still going on. I got to be announcing it somewhere. We'll put you on Amazon. Sure, fine, whatever.
Then bury him with his microphone so he can do it there, too.
Yeah, just do the Bob Costas and say, no more play-by-play. Oh, I'm done.
Oh,
that is your best bets.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.